Welcome to episode 1199 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. And as we did all of last week, we will examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. The earliest hymns, or Christological confessions that allude to or implicitly feature the sacrificial nature, including the blood, of Jesus, are found directly within the New Testament epistles themselves. For example, Philippians 2 verses 6 to 11, sometimes characterized as the Christ hymn, speaks of Christ humbling himself and becoming obedient to death on a cross, which implies the shedding of blood for atonement. Similarly, Colossians 1, verses 15 to 20 describes reconciliation through the blood of his cross. While not standalone hymns as we know them today, these passages are widely considered by scholars to be fragments of early Christian liturgical confessions, or hymns dating back to the first century. In the period immediately following the apostles, the focus on Christ's sacrifice was central, and phrases about his blood were an integral part of prayers and spontaneous worship. However, much of early Christian hymnody often focused on praise to the Trinity, the Incarnation, or resurrection. "There is a fountain filled with blood" is one of Christianity's most vivid and enduring hymns, renowned for its powerful imagery of atonement and cleansing. The text was penned by the English poet and hymn writer William Cowper, a figure celebrated for his literary genius, but also marked by profound struggles with depression and mental illness throughout his life. It is believed Cowper wrote this hymn around 1771, during a period when he was experiencing a resurgence of spiritual clarity and comfort, largely influenced by his close friendship with John Newton, author of Amazing Grace. The hymn's central metaphor draws directly from Zechariah 13, verse 1, which prophesies a fountain opened to cleanse them from sin and impurity, a verse that deeply resonated with Cowper's own wrestling with guilt and the need for divine forgiveness. The hymn first saw publication in 1772 within Conyers's collection of psalms and hymns, and later gained wider recognition when it was republished in 1779 as part of Olney Hymns, a collaborative collection by Cowper and Newton. The raw, graphic imagery of a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins was both revolutionary and at times controversial. While some later attempts were made to soften the language, for example, changing the first line from "there is a fountain filled with blood that flows" to "from Calvary's cross a fountain flows," the original, unvarnished text has largely prevailed in hymnals, a testament to its theological power and emotional impact. The enduring popularity of the hymn also owes much to its most common tune, "Cleansing Fountain," an early 19th century American camp meeting melody, sometimes attributed to Lowell Mason, which perfectly complements the hymn's fervent message.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from fountain in his day.
Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
Truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
The theological core of the song lies in its uncompromising focus on the atoning power of Christ's shed blood as the sole means of salvation and spiritual purification. Each stanza builds upon this central theme. From the initial image of sinners being plunged beneath that flood to lose all their guilty stains, to the testimony of the dying thief who found cleansing, and the personal declaration of faith, "And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away." The hymn passionately proclaims that Christ's precious blood shall never lose its power, ensuring that all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more. It is a powerful lyrical sermon on substitutionary atonement, emphasizing that forgiveness, redemption, and sanctification are solely achieved through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, making his blood the inexhaustible source of spiritual life and cleansing for all who believe. As we reflect on "There is a fountain filled with blood," we are reminded that Jesus' sacrifice is not an abstract theological idea, but a living reality that cleanses, redeems, and restores us. The hymn's vivid imagery calls us to see the depth of Jesus' love poured out for us, reminding us that his blood still holds power today to remove every stain of guilt and sin. May this truth draw us into deeper gratitude and daily trust, knowing that through Jesus' sacrifice, we are welcomed, washed, and made new. To be continued tomorrow. Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus, whose blood was shed to cleanse us from all sin and bring us near to you. Help us to live in gratitude and reverence for his sacrifice, allowing it to shape our hearts and actions each day. May we walk in the freedom and hope that his atoning love has secured for us, and may our lives reflect the power of the cross to a world in need of your redeeming grace. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.